So we're looking at the Ramah now. So that's the sheet that we're very happy with. The sheet is a Mechaber. We have it very clear, etc. So there's a quick review of the Mechaber. Made three Madregas, the Gavi Malicha. That's point number one. He introduced the concept of Heter being Mefatim Le'Isser. The Shach pointed out only if Shneim are Meluchim. He brought to some people that the Mashal argues. Okay. Then he brought this question. This case over here, you have a question of Suffolk. So what do you do in the case you have a question of Suffolk? If it touched multiple Chatichas, so the one which is Dabbed to it, there's no Shiloh, that definitely it's going to answer it. According to Mechaber, there's no Isra Nasa's Novela, because there's no Nasa's Novela, mitzad that. But it's going to be Yasser, because definitely it was Balea. In regards to the other ones, so even if they all touched, you're still going to need Shishim in each one, because it's not Mechafeya equally. And then we said, if you don't know for sure, there's Dinah Chabetrei Botel, etc. Yeshram and the Chol Malicha, and it says Rakkadei Klipa, that the Malicha's ability to Mavliya is even my Dabar Shomein, there's only Kedei Klipa, there's no union of Kedei Netila, there's no union of Bekula, no need for Shishim, it's Kedei Klipa and that's it. Okay, so then on the Zuck the Taz in Chav Dalet, Yeshram the Chol Malicha and Oseris. Pilus Afila who's Shuman, even someone which is Shomein, who does Rav Yom, but Beis Yosef, Mitam, the Ein, who is over Bekul, Ela Nishabim Kaimai. So it stays basically put, but the Mokin where it touches it answers. Now, we come around more. That will be Shiroil on the Hakul, the Hatsuk Samak, lots of today, serving the Apple Malicha Yisra, Mispasha Bekuloi. And Mr. Shaman, the Hokaben Shaman, Ela the Enel Bekin. So then the Ramah continues and says, okay, I brought the Shita, we're not going to be Samak on the Shita Tishalatsmoi, because we should be Machmer and say that it does go Bekuloi. It does spread beyond the Kedei Klipa by Yisra Shomein, and even by something which we're not clear whether it's Shomein or not, we're also Machmer on that. Okay, so that was the first point. Then he said, now, but we're going to make a sort of a blanket approach, and by doing so, we're going to end up with a little bit of a Kula, a little bit of a Kumra, but it's Kedai in order to make this less complicated. So the Ramah says Lamaisa, so it, we're always going to require Samach because we're conscious that everything is in a possibly a Shomein. We're always going to require Samach. The Chaticha which it touched, you're going to require Klipa as well. But if you don't know which one it touched, so that everything is Mutter. So Al Bishayesh by Ksas Kula. So where's the Kula? So really there are two expressions of this kula. So the Taz points out number one. Abi Shayesh was excess kula. Pierce Inyan im Yesh Khalev Baisa Khatiha. So if the one that you were Malayach, the Malitha one was something which is the Dabar Shomei. The Fiyah Sarvan, the Sarach Samach, according to the Mechaber that we said before, that you need Samach, Chayinu Shet Sarach Samach, Baisei Chaticha Atzim Neged HaKelev, Shabba, Vein Shar Chaticha, Zmi Sarvan, Zlovatul, Chelev, Shabaisei Chaticha. So, the Fiyah Minag, Onum, Mitzarvim, Gam, Shar Chaticha, so we are Mitzarif, Chaticha, not only Chaticha which touched it, but even in the one which is Dovik, we're mitzvah if we say that Dabar Shomein is mefafeya, and mefafeya equally, and there's going to be a shishim, and mevatel, and mimater, all of the chatichas they're mitzvah together to create shishim. Void yesh kula, second kula, imchel beno dabek l'shum chaticha, alamunog etzel echem mehem. As we should have said, so that's the kula is the Isser Dovik, you're going to be matir, and you're not going to need shishim and ischatika, they're all going to be mitzarif together.
Which case is the which piece is he going on? That's a good point. In this whole, from if there is shishim, then you need shifa, and if there's no shifa, and if you don't know which one, which case is it going?
He said, "We're the Ramah." Well, he said, "Nika sama ben akol biyachin negal chetich shechel dobek bo ozal kol shori." And Mavada Sechtich is a Dabak Bo. Right, so the Ramah said if there's Samach Ben HaKol. Now the Ramah says you need Kenek Kolachatich Shechelik Dabak Bo because there's a Din of Chanan. So you're going to need Samach Keneged the Chelev and the Chatich itself. Right? But once you have Samach, it's going to be, everything's going to be Mutter except for the Chatich where this is Dabak Bo. Now the way the Taz seems to learn. So before we get to that problem, right? So the Ramah is saying we must start all of everything together for Shisha. Mechaber before said we don't. So that's cool number one, right?
So that's what he's saying. When he says you have Apa Kula in higher Isra Shama Mufaya may come information this way. Kilim, that's the Kula that he's talking about?
Yes.
And then why does he say Kasan?
It's not such a big kula. I don't know why. I'm not sure what you mean. I mean, he's. We're creating a chumrah, and we're relying on, and we're accepting the chumrah of that you need shishim. We're also arguing that in the din that you need shishim, there's also the next step is the ramistar. So that lakuta we're not accepting. And that we're going to say that it's always been start.
And why did that feel with Shamash?
Why is
it? It says it's a Kula in her Issa Shamin affair. It's mine, it was supposed to
be. No. Even though, if it be an, the word im means even though. Even though it's Issa Shamin, which we said before, it's Fafeya. So. And so Hafeya, you need Shishim, and you need Shishim, and he's peace connected. We're not going to say that over here. In a case where it's not Shomein, I mean, if we're going with the Mechaber, the Mechaber has a difference in Shomein, not Shomein. We're being Machmer beyond that. We're saying everything is in a Shomein. We're also being Mako, something which is about a Shomein, which there with the Mechaber, we should sure accept the Din of the Mechaber. We're going to say the Mechaber, you need Shishim, and not that what he says, that they're not Mitzdar, if they are Mitzdar. So that's where the Kula is. Kula is when it's Shomein. If it's not Shomein, it's not a Kula. But? No. The Mechaber related back in a case where it's about a Shomein. You need shishim, and each one needs shishim on its own. Right? Then the case where it's a yishvach the shamein, so you need klin tila, klin klip. Kalman Ramah says, you know what? I'm going to make everything needs shishim. So far, that's all chumra. Right? Now, you, Mechaber, said a case where it's vadi shamein, you need shishim in each piece connected. That chumrah I'm not accepting. And I'm saying you need shishim, but even though they're all mitzarf together to be mevatel. So he's going on that case when Mechaber said, Bari Shomein, which you're a machmer, I'm going to be makel in that lakuta. Right? Yeah? So,
But the same thing would apply by Kofesh and the Kofesh. It's just it's not a kula legabe in the Mechaber.
Correct. So, let the car run. That was confusing you.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the Kudus case, it was mashmad that the Mechaber Betzim holds that Shuman is Mefafe at the lawyer Eitiv. But we don't know if it's Mefafe B'Shove, and that's why you need Shuman B'Shove.
Right.
So maybe that's just a Chash Bama that it's not Mefafe B'Shove, so that's why it's only Ketzaf.
Okay. Maybe. Yeah. Lavush Pirish Akula, and now, so what's this? The Lavush touches up. What's this Lakuta that the Ramah is saying? There's a Kula over here. Then Yin Shenanu Mitzrichim Klipa. Because if you're armor malicha, seris kere klipa, klipa miya neseris. So we're being matzach shishim, that's the chumrah, and that itself is a kula that we're not being machayev klipa. Zatir v'loidok. So be'emes alif yaminig, tzar klipa kem mokim shenoga, dila mokim shenoga, vadin tzar klum, tibra kol, do eno seris ala klipa hanagaz. So Rama says, the mice what we do is, but the iser, the chigla shesh hanaga, but tzar klipa. So we are doing klipa. So where does he want klipa? He means each piece should have a dinner klipa. There's no dinner klipa in each piece because they didn't touch. So he's not sure what the Lavush is saying, where the elements of kula in the Lavush is.
So there's no place over here where there's any part of the Maisa that's the recipient's Maisa. She's not being Zaycha, and the Ev's not being Zaycha.
Okay, right. So I think I said one that could have. He's not being mad to that chaticha, the Ishadovic. That much we're not going to do. The Ishadovic talk remains also, even the Rishishim and everything together, you're not mad to, you don't turn around and be mad to the Ishadovic. But he's. So the kula is. Each one does not need shishim kenega the chaleb and the dovuk and the meat which is dovuk to it. Use the iser dovuk, the heter dovuk, to the iser. So that becomes that you need shishim on that, and then but you don't need shishim in each piece separate. Because according to the mechaber, you need shishim. According to the mechaber held a chanan by shari surim. You would need shishim in each piece kenega. The ma'aser the mechaber doesn't hold a chanan by shari surim. So this nakuda of Qumran Kula really is in the gay of the content of Machaber. But the Maisa, we hold Khanam Shari Surim. So the one is Dabik, Taka becomes Asur. But you don't need Shishim in each piece connected, because according to the theory of the Machaber you would need, you don't need that. You return for Shishim. And then if it's not Dabik, so then the same type of conversation without dealing with Khanan. Okay. Fine. Now let's catch up on the shach before we do the next piece of the task. Okay. Yitlam Gimel. Yeshem Lachol Lich appears. I feel Bechel of Mamish. They hold even as Mamish, like the task pointed out. Even Dabr Shomim Mamish. Research of Yob and Mordechai Bashar Poiskim. Mechain Das Ramban Shevi Ram. So this is a different sheet. Like you pointed out that the list of names is the present list of names. Yet. Okay. So the Shach points out, when we learned the Ramah the first time, that the Fishen al-Bakim is not going back on the previous line. Because based on the previous line, we don't need anything. It's not something like this. And therefore, he's going back, and the Mechaber said that we have three gradations. Well, we don't know what's considered Kachush, and therefore we're Machmer, Chomelich HaBassam. We're accepting the first sheet that was Dover Shaman and Asus Kula, not like the Siyash Arjun we just said. It comes to Ramal, and Ramal says, okay, I accept that argument. And we don't know what Shaman and what Kachush, so we accept that the sheet of the Mechaber that Malicha by Shaman requires Shishim. Then we add on our Einon Rubikian, and we say, so, well, you're always going to need Shishim. So why do you bring, the order of the Ramah is funny. So immediately after the Mechaber, you should tell me, and since we're not Bikian, the Mechaber said, you need a Davar Shaman, you need Shishim. So the Ramah, and we're not Bikian, so you always need Shishim. That's the heart of the normal flow of the Ramah. So why do you bring the Siyash Rimrim in between? Because this is not going back on that. Because he's going to present after this the minhag, and the minhag is going to contain it in a kula that a davar shomein mamish. We're not require shishim in each piece connected. We're going to say it's mitzarif, and that is going to rely on the fact that the yeshar and the bechal. There's no need for anything anyway. The whole thing just needs klipa. So since in the minig, which we're going to mention, in the hemshich of what we just said, we're going to say a kula, And that kula is, like Ramos says, Lishmish Machiagav Ladibra Makilim, that it doesn't ask more than Kedek Klipa. So he wanted to bring in that shita that exists. So we mentioned there's such a shita. It's okay, now let's go back to the Machaber. Machaber says the Rashaman needs Shishim, each piece separately. Says, first of all, we don't differentiate between Shaman and Kachush. Everything is Shishim. And but if there's Shishim and Tamim Mitzarev together, we're Makel, even by Dabar Shaman Mamish. Aye, that's a Kula. Yeah, Kula, we said Mechel and Yeshaman that I just mentioned. Okay.
In as much as it's similar
to the Yeshaman. So Kol Shori. The Baltimore Rive. Terskatashum. So we know that the Rive it didn't touch. So Rive is there's 10 pieces. I know 6 didn't touch. That's good enough. The Mikra then 51 to 49 is also a Rive. 51 to 50 is also a Rive. Right? Which is, again, if you ask me the probabilities of Heter over there being logical, you know, it's hard to understand. I think I told you once the Rishash at the end of the first Parashat Ksuvos, right? About Rav, there's a Kasha, Kvega's Kasha there. Kvega's Kasha there at the end of the first Parashat Ksuvos. I just want to, again, I just want to stress, Rav is Xeris Kasha. It's not a Sword, it's not a logic, it's not, you know, probabilities and statistics. It's nothing to do with that. The Rishash brings it out. He says, Ein Tzarech Iyun. He's not going to be Halacha L'maisa, but he brings it out. Rav is logical, it's statistics, it's probabilities, you know. I'm not convinced, and it's wrong. But so, Kveg asked the Kasha. So Mishnah over there says that if a woman was Nenas, she went. So assuming that there was no problem of the Shiaris, so if Rav or the people in the city are Messiah and the Kahuna, so the woman is Mutter. Or the child was born from his Mutter, right? So Kveger says Rav means 51 to 50. So there's 101 men in the city, right? And 51 are Messiah and the Kahuna, and 51 are Psulim. So the woman is Mutter. Now, who wants to marry? One of the guys in the city. He knows he didn't do it. And he's one of the kosher ones, right? So now it's 50-50. So why is she Mutter? It's only 50-50, it's not 51-50. That's the Kreger's Kasha. Kreger in the Mishnah just asked the Kasha. He blives Sarathim. So the Rishash on that, there in the Gemara, the Rishash says, Rav is there's a Kazav. Meister is a Rav of Masim Lakuna. Now, that itself is like, you know, okay. Kreger could agree with that. You saw it. He just holds it that one is not a Suffolk, it's not Nichols into the Zerubis. Samela, the Suffolk is 50-50. Okay, but he says the Xeris and Kasha of Rav is the city's a Taruvis. There's 101 men, 51 are kosher, 50 are Basel. It's Mutter. It's a state and mission. Drager Bleib share on the mission. So Rishash says, I'll take it weiter. If that's true already, I'll take it weiter. So you have a case where, you know, all the cases over there with your stores. So if I remember the numbers, you have two stores. Okay, one store sells kosher, one sells non-kosher. The store which sells kosher sells 50 pieces of meat. The store which is not kosher sells, I think he said 20 pieces of meat, 30 pieces of meat, I don't remember what he said. All right, okay. So Rav meat in the city is kosher meat. And there's no, we're not worried about coming me alma, so the loss of Medina is Na'ula, so the meat in the city, there's 70 pieces of meat available in the city, let's say 50 kosher and 20 not kosher. I think it was taken as 50 and 30. 50, it says 80 pieces of meat, 50 kosher and 30 not kosher, so you find a piece of meat, now if your wife would probably throw you out if you there cook that piece of meat in her kitchen, that's a different issue, right? Now, he says in the kosher store, the meats come in different cuts. So he says some of the meats were triangle cuts, some of the meats were rectangle cuts. So there was 30 pieces of meat which were rectangles, and 20 pieces of meat which were triangles. So there's only 20 triangle pieces of meat which are And the trefa store, which has 30 pieces of meat, they're all triangles.
So,
she says it's mutter. It's right, meat is good, and city is kosher. So it's okay. Rasha says it. Okay, but you see how bad he's willing to take it. I mean, he says, you know, he's not sure halacha ma'aseh if you can be matter it. But that's what should come out according to his answer to Kibbeg Kasha. They're not in the Suffolk. The other pieces of meat are not in the Suffolk. So it doesn't help you for the Roiv, but that's what I'm saying. My Yeshua, the Roiv is there even though it's not in the Suffolk. Because the ma'aseh is a Roiv of Heter. So, I mean, the Cheshbon, you know, is. I hear a thought process of the Cheshbon, okay.
Here, at least it's another person.
Right.
The rest of it is
So well, Rishash. Right.
Why does the Ramah even have to come onto the Kuna of the Yesh Mikinim? Does he hold that it goes in the Kuna of the Kuna even without the Kuna of the Yesh Mikinim?
Yeah.
So if it does, so then for sure you could be mistaken for the other one.
Well, Machaber also holds like that. The Machaber says, but like the Shah said, he's Choshe doesn't go equally, so you can't be mitzarif for the team of Atal, because you don't know how it's spread. Rabbi Jesus says, "Kula im hoya yisur shamanim hafeya klomer." Is that the Shah Kalam Avav? Klomer the be'ain ho yisur dovik bechaticho. So we're going to say that they didn't touch directly. It's for Hafeya, so it's just spreading out through everything, and everything is mitzarif together to create the het. Just like the bishul, it spreads to everything. Okay. Fine. So that's a kula that we're going to say that it spread everything is mitzarif together to mivatul. The same way we would say, had your mamash done bishul, there's actual right of moving everything, but they assume it moved equally, and then the whole pot is mistarif to shishim. So we also the whole pile of meluach is mistarif to shishim. Terzah, which is the levush, pirish abish yesh b'zaksas kula, tumash harei al yedei shir samuch onu matirim gamma klipa. So the shach is the same problem that the Taz had. The Vush himself, when he quoted the din of the Ramah, he says, So the pshat of the kula is this. There are two scenarios which you can talk about that did bring the Mitzarif together. Let's say one scenario, you put your Isser in the middle, and you have Ketichas all around it, touching it. So we're saying they're all Mitzarif, they create Shishim. But they're all directly absorbing something from the Chalev, the salt of Chalev. You have another scenario where you have the Isser, and then you have Heter, and then you have Heter. So the Dabar Shaman is saying that it's going to go from the Isser into the Heter, and from that Heter into the next Heter. Right? So the Shach is pointing out that case also, we say it's Mufafeya, and therefore everything is Mitzarif together. So we don't argue when it's Mufafeya from Keticha A to Keticha B. We spoke about this case by Tzli, so we're saying the same Kula by Malicho. Right? So I could have thought, yes, Dabar Shaman is a fefei mechticha l'chaticha, but it leaves more of a roshim in the first chaticha than the second chaticha. So the first chaticha, the second chaticha can't be mitzarif, but the first chaticha should be matzah the first chaticha. Right? If that would be true, then the argument of the Makabra makes a lot of sense. Right? In the first scenario, they're all touching. So each one is having, it's a primary contact with the chelu. And we're saying it's putting out its Isser into all of the pieces at the same time, and it's sharing it equally. So they're all mitzarif to shisha, right? Maybe they're not all getting it equally. So each one should need their own ma'aseh bit. Well, no, we assume it's happening equally. But there's no reason, there's no compelling argument that chaticha number one should have more of a problem with chaticha number two. They have the issue in the middle, one, two, three, four, right? So one got it more because it's on the north side. No, I mean, no such argument. So the Ramos says we assume it's spread equally amongst all four pieces. So if all four pieces are hashishim, we're good. Over here, it went from this, it went directly into chaticha A, and from there went into B. Zot Shach, even that we're going to be making. Even though Lechera, we would be very comfortable if you told me, listen, yes, it's mechafeng from A to B, but the Maisa, it stays more than A than a B. So the B and A together are shishim, but A by itself is not shishim. How can A be mutter? Well, it could spread equally between the two. No, it didn't. Yes, it did. That's how far we take the school. We assume pipua to the point that it's spread equally between A and B, and together they're shishim, everything is mutter. Okay.
Well, the problem is like this.
It was the same case that it went.
What, does the Taz argue on this? I'm not aware the Taz argues on this. He doesn't speak it out, but I don't know where he argues on this. We spoke it out.
So that was the first question. So his answer that for a Kenyan it's not going to work.
Kim got to fuck it up before.
There
was that. Okay, I'm not saying it right now, but the Kibbe Gadon has spoken out before by a case of Tzli, that we assume it moves through A into B, and therefore equally, so therefore if there's shishim between if Ben HaKol there's shishim, it's mutter. Can you talk about somebody arguing on it? But the... Okay, I don't see it right now, but so back in Saudi base, maybe? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now the remote said writer. This is all talking about something which is shaykh v'sham nunis, chelav v'tzir. Okay. So that the taz chelav v'tzir. Now, so chelav obviously is a double shaykh v'sham nunis. Tzir is we're talking about salting over here. So the salting pulls out from the food, it brings out, pulls out this liquid, which is referred to as sear, which has the saltiness in it, has the dam in it, and has other liquids in it as well. So dam, we know, is we don't look at it as a double, with something, dam, the opposite is a shorik, it doesn't easily absorb, it tends more to not absorb. So the gam dam, habi b'chalze, abisha dam, enim hafeya, kadisa b'kam b'duchti, mikom b'chum, yesh b'sh t'pomim, t'arub is sear, v'shuman, j'vachim etzinim b'y, so that's why we hold assume it's mefafeya throughout the whole thing because it takes out liquid, it takes out the fattiness which is there. It takes out other things as well. So mele tzir is considered to be a davar shamet. Okay, I want to leave the second part of that taz for a second. Let's finish off the. The shach, and then we'll go back to that. Okay. So then he said that that's only something which is shach b'sham nunis, but something like chomet pesach. So then melicha is not going to be oseris, not kerei klipa. So the shach can chomet pesach. Mio be'erachayim simin tof samazayin sevidal kosev rabbi yesh lesser oisachaticha kula shenimse ale achita bepesach lahatar cheres ale klipa b'shubas simins. So we have that the Ramah himself writes over there by Pesach that we should be machmer. So we're gonna the lemaisa, we are going to put some level of chumrah by something which is vadeh kachush. Then, unless there's some level of hefsid, if it's the rice, unless there's some level of hefsid, we're not going to make them. That's what he's going to come out. Okay.
There's no such thing. There's no way of giving an Eved as Makom himself. Some Makom doesn't exist. So Bemela, there's no such music or such as Pekashtak. That's.
What are you talking for, Mr. Raphael? Okay.
Okay. It's a very. And I think the bottom line.
One of those days, yeah.
In other words, and understand
why don't you say?
There's no, it can't overhear. The answer is fine. It just is, my virus is on top. I'm just wasting. Yeah, is a removal of the obstacle. If I found the Mashach, that's removing the obstacle. That's good, your account. That makes sense. But to say that you become the Malvas on it before you became the Malvas, because you don't have Malvas, that's putting the copy.
I'm not sure. It's a good question. I don't know. Back to you on that. The Shach is not, he's understanding himself the din of we're not Bekiyan Tin Kachish and Hashamein. And here we're saying that we're not Machmer, but that something's not Shayat, something is Bechlal. So he's saying, so what's going on? So we'll see the Taka we're Machmer. Al Kulam Malicha Enam says Rekhane Klippa. Become welcome a minute, Daniel Chalik. So the minig is more chomerdik than the ramot. So we're not going to accept this which you're saying. Darbuk is not shayach v'shamnunis at all. We're more mekel. The minig is not like that. But miu b'yisad rabbanon yesh lahakel. I can lashon teres chadus soif klal amid ches. So the even though mikra din we should argue this in the minig we should argue that we have a klal and a b'kiyin. That makes sense. we're accepting the Ikar Shita Mechaber that it's that Malicha allows it to be Mefeh B'Kulay. It was the Rashame. The Minig should not go beyond this, but the Maisa Minig is to be Machri, but more than that, I said, Rabbanon, you can be Mekel. Zatashach, Umashad, I feel Mamakim Shein, have success. This that you're being Mekel, and he said, Rabbanon is even without any Hefzit. Now, Mio Bishesh Shashach B'Sham Nunis, even though it's a Rabbanon, Abishahu Rak Rabbanon, can be Shuman Hagid, we can like this. Have success. So the halacha is that gid is aser, shuman gid is not aser midaraisa. The connect to Shabbai was the nerves which spread off of the gid. That's also not the raisa. The only the gid itself is the raisa. So those things are shayak shamnunas sas, and the rabbanon. Now I said by the rabbanon. You're making without have success. That's why it's not Shaykh Shamnunas. So by the Rabbanon, I'm going to say, if it's not Shaykh Shamnunas at all, so you can be Mekel. If it's not Shaykh Shamnunas at all, if it's Shaykh Shamnunas and the Rabbanon, then you need to have success. You don't need to have some Merubah, you need to have success. I'm not sure how you're magdar that. So, I mean, everything has some level of have success. Right, you're throwing out half a piece of chicken, so means people would not consider that significant to call it a hefset at all. So I don't know where you draw that line. Over there, the mice, there is some notice to it. Element what is a double kachush? You say in the bekiyim, we machmer unless even it's a derban, we machmer unless there is. There is some level of hefset. Okay. Then did the Arlam, I mentioned to you about this, the Prima Gadim in the Sifsidat Salam Ches. The Arlam saw that. The Arlam didn't see it yet. Okay, so he makes very nice summation of everything over here. Malicha, Tzli, the Rice, the Rabbanon, Kochish, not Kochish, Hefzid, not Hefzid. Like, if he made a chart, it would have been easier. Like, you know, but the mice, I mean, that's the variables that you're going to be looking at are Malicha and Tzli, the Rice, the Rabbanon, the Kochish, not Kochish, Hefzid, not on a different level, not Hefzid at all, Hefzid Sas, Hefzid Maruba. You're not Gimati, even have some Ruba, etc. So see, he goes through all of it. So it's a little complicated because, you know, just a heads up, yes, this is going to be on a test. I'm just going to, you know, make give you a chart and fill in the chart. Like after everything we learn, let's try and like bring it all together. People got us in Sisi Das Lamed Ches. Okay. What? It's in the long one. But you see a lot of different numbers over there. Let's divide up the halacha to six sections. Everybody has that? This is a Das and Ches, and I'm a Ches, like two lines in. Right. Yeah? She says, Rishi Levarik says. I want to explain this a little bit. Everything should make sense. Avan Varmer Hine, Hadin Nechel Chishakolok, Malav, who Chalev Shuman Mamish, someone says Shomain, Shimon Mechatikas Basser, Henkulam Noigim Bechalev, Oy Zebezeh, Kulam Yisar from the Samach. So, he's following the Meshit of the. I guess if we want to make it more complicated, we put it with the sheet of the Mechaber and also, but he's following the sheet of the Ramah, the Maisa. So, it's a Fe'ah Kuloi, it's Shalmein, Shalmein Mamish, Malicha Ramachmer, Shalmein Mamish, and everything is Mistarif together for Shishim. Makam Shalmein Yisra, Beklipa, Loina Tila. And the Maaser Ramos says, even though we're machmer, Malkam Shenoga, we're machmer klipa. Now, we theoretically could argue you should listen in the tila. No, klipa is enough. Now, Niu clarifies, so that's point number one. So far, right? That's straight Ramah. Yeah? Im Noga, Bim Echo Noga, Bashar Mufragam Lagamri, Subshita Zoy Sachatiha Sura, okay? Lord, I feel Kulan Nogu. Rishayna, Rishayna b'chelev, and Shakulan tefelis. Oh, yeah, you have to add that in, right? Right. So far we've been discussing the idea that it goes, it's with Fafeh b'kuloi through that chaticha. Well, what was that chaticha? Was that chaticha tefela or meluach? See if it's meluach. All right. So let's change the scenario, right? So by tzli. So the chaticha goes from the first chaticha of Isser into the chaticha Aleph, chaticha A. A was hot, so it's with Faveya Bakula, and it goes on to piece number two, B. But let's say A was cold. So that's a whole different question. So we'll get involved in Tatogavri, Logavar. There's no law, there's no Tatogavri. We're going to see that Likr P'sak by Malika, we don't get involved in any law on Tatoa. Right? So the Tafel, the equivalent of cold when it comes to Malika is that it's not salted. So it is an item which has no power of moving things around because there's no heat there. Malika is Kervaseya. This is cold. It has no Resichus to it. It has no Malika to it. Okay. So if one touch the other one don't they're not connected, so that one's also that's pshita, right? Now, Valoid I feel kulan nagu barishana. Barishana bechelev. Elisha kulan tfelis, achel levad nimlach, harishana also the tomi maliach b'torah tofel. That's the Gemara which says that the one which is Isser is Maliach, and the one which is Mutter is Tafel. The Maliach can be Mavliya into the Tafel. But it does not spread. So the same thing if you in the case of Tzli, if you would have without. That's where he discussed it, by the Chavis Das. That's where he discussed it. A case of Sli, with a din of Tatal Gavar, and the piece above it was cold, and there are two pieces above it. The Lo Gavar heats up the piece above it, so now it goes into it. Do you say that it heats it up to the point that it's Mavli into the next one, and therefore the two of them are Star for Shishim or not? That's where we discussed it. Right, okay. That's a Chavis Das and Sadi Beis, right? Fine. So he's saying over here, the Gabi Malika, the one which is Tafel will absorb, but it's not going to spread. So we're going to have to deal with Shishim in this one alone, not in anything else. Then Ramah added the point, if it's, there's Isser Dovuk, also the Wukan Nasis Nevela. Okay, so the Dinam Nasas Nevela. Now, Zok to the Prima Gadam, I can give you two scenarios how that happened. One is you salted this piece, which is Heschelev and Heter, by itself. So there's nothing else there. So then for sure, the whole thing, it wasn't Shishim in it, it becomes Nevela. Now later on, it mixes with everything else, we got a problem. What about if you salted everything together? This piece, which has Heschelev and Heter, and other pieces at the same time. So as it's being the chalav is putting time into another part of the meat, the heter, it's also being revealed to everything else. So no, even so. We said that the lumnus of Yisodobik is the piece which is attached to it tends to absorb more quickly. So I can't say, well, listen, it's putting out its time into everything, into the Dovik and everything else at the same time. So the Dovik is not worse than everything else. Everything is starved to Shishim. No, what happens is it's Mavliya more quickly into what's attached to it. And there's not Shishim. So while it's doing that, it's not spreading its time equally in everything else. So this becomes also, it's not the Vela. Now you need Shishim connected to the whole piece and everything else. The reason why he's saying, so he says, I'm Mechaz Yaakov, Klala Meches, Oistal, Mitzarachim, Bezeb, Hefzim, and Ruber. So why is he raising this question? Because we'll see in Sadi Beis that there's two reasons why we're Machmer by Dovik. One reason we're Machmer by Dovik is because this argument of Memahir Livloya. Another reason which is given why we're Machmer by Dovik is because in a pot, which the nature of everything moves around because of the boiling, everything moves around, etc. There might be one point where this piece of meat, which has partially Yisr, partially Heter attached to it, is outside of the right by itself. So that moment, it's not spreading its flavor to everything else. There's just the two of them together. It's going to Aser it, and then it's going to submerge back into the right of as Nevela and Aser everything else. So if that's the argument, but that's true when you're discussing, in other words, rights over there is always a milo, but punkt over there, rights can be a chasor, because there's a moment that's not in the rights. And that's, if that's the logic, because we're worried about the possibility of a moment that's not in the rights, so that by malika, which is a different kayak of being mefafeya, as long as everything is maluach, it's doing it constantly. So then, why should the dove become more so than everything else? It's constantly spreading its time through everything else. There's no moment where this piece is separate from everything else. There's nothing in the malicha process which is moving it away from everything else. In the bishul process, because of the nature of bishul, it moves, everything is involved in the kedera, which is why when you're mechatz of the kedera, we say that everything is involved, above, below, etc. There's no difference between tachar right and not tachar right. Everything was around. So then we're chashish for that moment. But over here, there's no reason to be chashish for that moment. So he says, well, if so, maybe I have some rubai, can be sent back on that sheet to that, the lama is a dovid. And therefore, over here, it has some ruba. If you're going to need shishim kenega, the whole piece, you're going to ask the whole pot. If it's has some ruba, we should be make or send back another sheet. That's the tzarachin on that. But now, shara chatichas, shara shishim nega kala chatichas. So now, this nasa is the velo, so you need shishim connected to the whole chatichah. So far, so good. We have some ruba das rav teres chatus dein tzarach samak connected to the chatichah ela connected to the chel levat. Because the Shabbos had based on the yivov, not bishem in chaz Yaakov sham ir alav, a go lechazer mipir beferish miteres chatus. It saw some appearance. You have some ruba shor biyesh samak connected to the chel levat. I'm the same from al shigilo daitz miteres chatus. The Ramah never gave us a clear shito in the Hilgos and Shulchan Aruch what he holds. He does tell me that which Malicha spreads everything is debatable. That we should say that you need Shishim connected the whole Chaticha, even Nasa Nevela part of it. And assume it's spreading through everything and Nasa the whole thing, you're being Machmer for two Chumras. And the Rabbanan. Katil Nasa Nevela is Machlokes when it's Bashar Yisur. Even if it's Bashar Yisur, it's a Drabbanon. And now I'm saying, well, if I have Shishim Kenega the Chalev itself, the whole pot, I don't have Shishim Kenega the Chalev and the other part of that Chaticha. It's a Dovid. So the Chalev was 3 ounces, the meat was 3 ounces. So I have in the rest of the pot, I have 60 times 3 ounces. I have 180 ounces. But I don't have 360 ounces, so I don't have Shishim Kenega the whole Chaticha. So if I ask for the whole pot, I have some merubah. I should argue, listen, first of all, it could be not a fafeya b'chumah. It could be only a fafeya k'nei klipah. And I don't even know which one it touched. So assuming it didn't touch everything, it's just sitting there in one, it's one spot. You know, you'll need clipper for those pieces and the rest, that's the rest. That's it. And even if you're talking about Habakuloi, me the rice, I took care of that. I have shishim connected to the rice. Elamai, what I should be, but my son, we pass in us the veil of Bashar Yisur. So I should answer the whole pot when I have two good arguments. It could be we hold, you know, Nasr Bashar Yisur. And could be some of Habakuloi anyway. So I have two arguments like that, plus it's a Rabbanan. So Ramoah is makel by Hefzer Meruba. Ramoah in Hagos never says otherwise. In Tarskath, he says Beferish like that. Cool. Okay. Fine. Let's skip the Beis. A Beis is a Kochish. Beis Mesrach, Xeris, Dover, Shamin. Something which Betzim we assume is kachish, but it's shaykh to the concept of shamnunis. Kigun kibasa kachush, it's meat of a lean animal, mitzir nevela. They have some ruba daibek lipa. They have the ksas oyser ad samach the malicha. So this is the shaykh which he's introducing over here. So much a shaykh by shamnunis. Right, even though like Shimon Agid with Knoik, it's just a Rabbanon. It's a Shabbos Shimon, it's a Rabbanon. By half success, you're not going to be Mekel. But half some Ruba, you'd be Mekel. So, half some Ruba die, but Klippa. No, that's the Rabbanon. No, he's going to the Rices. But half some Ruba die, but Klippa. Half success, also at some of the Malifa. Miu. Hainu b'basa kachish legamri shein b'shum shuman who the yesh lahatav have some ruba apis etara hachelav kachish v'adeinu b'kiyam klal. In other words, I write to say betzim, I really know that this is not shon. Zot the prima gadam introducing an idea to us that we don't apply that rule of enu b'kiyam equally. Some things which we're pretty confident that we know that it's not shomein, but we're machra anyway. Certain things which we have no right to say that at all. So the idea that chaylev kochus, I know which chaylev is kochus, which chaylev is not kochus, that you cannot argue. So now you're dealing with the raisa level. Mashen came by you're dealing with something like buzzer kochus, and you believe it's kochus, then you can be mekel. Let's hold it.